Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, it's Deb, wishing you many Christmas blessings. Life lately and forever seems to be one long wait after the other. Waiting for the latest news about COVID, waiting for a vaccine, waiting in lines in stores and at the gas station, waiting for that call back from the doctor, and waiting has never been something I like to do. How about you? Simeon is an example of a faithful man that walked with God, who was patiently waiting with great anticipation for Israel's consolation. He was in tune with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. He was patiently waiting for the promised Jewish Messiah. God had arranged a divine appointment between Jesus and Simeon in the temple where Jesus would be circumcised. The Holy Spirit guided Simeon to the inner courtyard at the very moment that Mary and Joseph arrived with the baby Jesus. He took Jesus in his arms and praised God. He says in Luke 2, verse 30, "For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples." Then Simeon refers to Christ in verse 32 as a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and all the glory of your people Israel. What a joy it must have been for that patient, godly man to be able to see the Lord's anointed. Simeon was privileged to see the baby Jesus and hold him in his arms. But how blessed are we to have the Holy Spirit of Christ dwelling in our hearts. We can look forward with hope and anticipation to the day when Christ returns for us, his church, just as Simeon trusted God's promise to him. He reminds us in 1 Peter 1:13, "Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed as his coming." Meanwhile, we receive his undeserved favor and grace when by faith we trust Jesus as our Savior. The Holy Spirit fills us with his presence. We can say with Simeon, "Let your servant depart in peace, for I have received Jesus and one day will meet him face to face." Our promise from Philippians 3:20 is, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ."
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.